Unit 1. Listening Focus. Activity 2. Speaker 1.
I seem to be always giving or throwing away things I'd bought but wasn't using. The only way to stop the cycle was to move into a much smaller place and really take downsizing and simplifying my life more seriously. It's going well so far, though it's also been a challenge. There's less and less clutter, and I now feel that my thinking is much clearer too. I spend more time outside, of course, because you can feel pretty hemmed in such a small space. But there are some great places to walk literally outside my back door, and I can even see the sea through my kitchen window, which is a real bonus. I don't think I could live here without that.
Speaker 2.
As soon as the prize money was in the bank, I went out and bought this extraordinary 17th century mansion. It was supposed to be my dream home, but in some ways it's turned out to be a complete nightmare. I had no idea how edgy I was going to feel in a large and very ancient house. I have to be careful not to watch horror films on TV because I start to imagine every creak and groan from the rafters is actually someone lurking in one of the other rooms. Of course, it's glorious to have so much space. I've been able to accept my grandfather's gift of a grand piano because I've actually got somewhere to put it. Next step will be learning to play it.
Speaker 3.
I came to live in this part of town almost 20 years ago when I started university. My first home, if you can call it that, was a hall of residence just round the corner, and then I lived in a series of shared flats. Finally, I had enough money in the bank to get a mortgage and buy this place. I couldn't be happier living right in the centre of the city like this. Apart from the usual shops, there's a cinema, some rather pleasant cafes, and even a really great art centre round the corner. If I lived out of town, I know I'd really miss all that. I must admit, I'm walled in by other buildings on all sides, and that gets to me sometimes, but it really doesn't outweigh the many advantages of inner city living.
Speaker 4.
I tried to find something a bit bigger, but everything I looked at was way outside my price range, so I had to take this. I've had to leave a lot of my stuff at my parents' place. Perhaps one day I'll have enough room for more than a sofa bed and a desk. I tend to go out to eat, even for breakfast. The kitchenette is so tiny, there's barely room to chop a carrot, and it's difficult to get rid of the cooking smells afterwards. There are loads of cafes on this street, and a lot of the people from round here hang out there in the mornings, so I've got to know them, and find it to be a really vibrant neighbourhood. That's a real plus for someone living alone like me.
Speaker 5.
Where my partner and I lived before, there were rooms we barely used, particularly after the children had all left home. That's one of the reasons I wanted to move. It's not at all cramped here, but there's no excess either. I'm in and out of all the rooms every day. We both work from home, and so we've each claimed one of the spare bedrooms as an office. It's great to have an office of my own, though it's right next to the room our neighbour, Tom, has set up as a gym, and I can hear him working out. It reminds me that I'm living in close proximity to other people, but it's sometimes a bit irritating.